You're listening to Soul Survivors, ESL Teaching and Expat Life in Seoul, Korea.
Podcasting from an undisclosed Starbucks somewhere in Seoul at Seoul Survivors, your weekly source on teaching ESL and living in Seoul. I'm your host, and with me today is my co-host, John.
Hi, welcome back. Happy New Year.
Pam couldn't make it today. She's got another engagement. This week, kind of our first, what's our first podcast of the new year?
The premier podcast of 2007.
In Korea, you wish people say hey bok man hi something.
Boy, that's a lot of. That's a lot.
Say hey bok kind of means
say hey bok.
Good New Year.
Okay.
And then there's man hi means many. Okay. Many man hi.
Many happy.
What are the odds those two words would sound exactly the same?
Right.
Yeah. I'm always in an argument with one friend about the word pear.
As in two of something?
No, as in the fruit, pear. Okay. Yeah. We call a pear, you know, a pear, and in Korea they call a pear a pei.
Pei?
Pei. Like the first two letters of pear.
Okay.
So I'm like, I think it's a loan word, you know, from English. And my friend's like, no, it's not. It's a native Korean word. I'm like, well, what are the odds?
Is your friend a native Korean?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know.
All right.
But for our first show back after about a month of not podcasting, no real structure today. We'll just yap a bit about what happened to us in the last month, stuff like that. But before our rambling, we'll stay true to one of our features, which
right.
is Snack of the Week.
The Snack of the Week.
Yeah. Or
we have a kind of twofold Snack of the Week this week,
exactly.
Because Carl is a wonderful person.
Yeah, so why don't you tell people?
Well, the first Snack of the Week, what is it? You tell me.
Ace Crackers.
Ace Crackers.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is another one of those, government gave them a Lucite Award for selling a billion. No, it was the 40-40 Club. It was the 40-40 Club or the 20-40 Club.
30-30,
right. Yeah. They've been in existence. This
product been in business for 30 years and done 30
billion
won.
No, it's 3 billion won, which amounts to like the crazy way they do numbers is a 30.
Okay.
Yeah. So, it looks like your normal saltines cracker.
Right, it does.
But
a little.
Thicker.
More golden.
Yeah, and kind of thicker, you'll notice,
yeah.
too. A little thicker.
No.
Yeah. Give it a try. Hey, we've got a special guest. Okay, sorry. We've actually got a guest, Andrew, a guy I know from online. And Andrew, why don't you say hello?
Hi.
Yeah, Andrew, this is like your first full day in Korea?
Oh yeah, my God. I got in yesterday around maybe 6 p.m. after a 9-hour layover in Taiwan.
Okay.
So, oh, right. You are fresh.
That was pretty interesting. I have to give the Taiwanese airport an A+ for having stuff to distract you.
Good.
Free wireless.
Oh, that's
high
nice.
Speed.
Nice.
Okay. So I was. It went a lot faster than I thought it was going to, but. I got in last night around 6. A bunch of my friends came in at me at the airport and took me out drinking and.
And here you are.
And this morning, paying for it. Still a little bit even.
Okay. But you were saying you were introduced to Korea the proper fashion.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's.
Yeah. Beer and soju.
Soju, right. What about the low barbecue meat?
We had the pork barbecue.
Okay, right.
Samgyeopsal.
Okay, right, yes. Yeah.
My pronunciation's so right now. Give me a few months at Yonsei, I'll be better.
right. You're doing like the little intensive language, Korean language program at Yonsei.
Yeah, actually tomorrow I have a placement test.
Okay.
And It's the Korean Language Institute at Yonsei.
Okay.
Apparently it's pretty popular.
Okay. Now, our mutual friend Rose, is that what she did?
Yeah, she went there. She's actually my contact as far as advice on what to do, where to go, and how to get everything taken care of.
Cool, nice.
Rose said one of their metrics for a successful semester is nobody gets hit by a car. So if no student is hit by a car that semester, they're like, yes!
They should probably post a sign up like they have in factories where it's like, it's been X many days since our last accident. The longer that goes, they can try to beat the past record.
Exactly.
The past record is probably like 4 hours.
4 hours since that student's been hit by a car.
It's been 4 hours since someone was mowed down on the sidewalk.
They lived.
Sorry, Andrew, your friend Min-hee?
Min-jae,
right. Yeah. So he's just sort of out of mic range. Okay, he's just a little bit out of mic range.
He's got the language anxiety with the English.
He's
kind of like, I don't want to speak too much English, because he's out of practice. But he has pretty good English.
Right. Min-jae, do you want an ace cracker? Do say it. Yeah. So I was going to say our snack of the week is Ace Cracker, which is 30-30 Club.
Okay.
It's been around for 30 years and has had 3 billion won in sales. And how does it taste to you, Andrew, the Ace Cracker?
Kind of like, Club Crackers.
The little
butter crackers that are
they're
really about half the size. This is about twice the size.
Yeah.
It's like two of them put together.
They definitely have a bit of a buttery taste.
They look saltine-ish, but they're, of course, it's Korea, so they're sweeter.
Yeah, they're a little sweet.
And not as salty.
Which is really ironic, because most of the Koreans I know hate sweet things.
Really?
They just don't eat sweet stuff very much.
Really? Okay.
I don't know. It might just be my crowd is weird. I don't know.
You probably do.
My posse is a little
off. All right, so yeah. But these things are I don't know if they have the calories on the package, but if you ever offer these to your women friends, they're just like, oh my God, no. Go straight to their thighs or something like that.
Well, it's probably got a nice, kind of coat of butter
before it's... I think so. Yeah, it does have that sort of feel like it's been soaked overnight in butter and then deep fried in butter and then
it's like country crock or something,
Nice.
Yeah. Like dipping crackers in country crock,
right?
And then our other snack of the week is for some balance.
Something that I've been jonesing for them for quite a while, and Carl recently went home to Canada and got me my lemon heads.
Yeah.
My lemon heads. They're just the absolute perfect balance of sweet to sour and you're wasting them. Oh my God!
There's a lot more where they come from.
You're gonna have to suffer withdrawals a little sooner.
That's all right. Actually, I've got another good friend of mine in the States preparing a care package of lemon heads.
Will she send lemon heads?
Taken out of context, this whole conversation about lemon heads can easily go into a drug cartel movie or something.
Oh sure. Yeah, easy.
I'm getting a new package in next
week. Right. Well, when you feel about lemon heads like I feel about lemon heads, it's a very easy connection to make.
Yeah.
So all props to Carl for...
No problem.
Satisfying my fix.
The things I brought back, I loaded up... God, I loaded up two suitcases. One suitcase and then one kind of carry-on duffel bag with, chocolate bars, licorice... remember I was saying about liquid smoke? Got some liquid smoke.
Right.
Honey. Honey that comes in the little bear bottle.
Oh, Subi.
Subi. Yeah, so friends with children and stuff like that.
Nice.
Because that was always one of those, when you were a child, you're always like, Mom, buy the honey and the bear. And your mom would never buy it because it was a dollar more or something. Yeah.
It's the same thing with Aunt Jemima.
Right.
And Mrs. Butterworth. Butterworth. That was one.
Right.
Just had to have the Mrs. Butterworth.
Yeah. It looks like a person.
It costs an extra $1.50 at the store, but it's
so
worth
cool.
it.
Right. And plus, it was really yummy, good.
Yeah.
Sure.
The Pam, I got her. I got Pam something.
Good.
But we'll talk about that next time.
Okay.
Pam.
So, Carl, you brought back all of this yummy stuff to get you through the next year, but you also, I recall, brought home a number of... you had a suitcase of stuff to bring
home.
All
my fake Louis Vuitton and Gucci.
How did customs go with your fake stuff?
Well, that's the funny thing. I call it the full wanding. I got the full wanding from like the moment I checked in to the moment I got to Detroit. So, you know, they're just take off. I mean, you got to take off your shoes, but then, you know, you get pulled aside and they take the little metal detector and you're like, can I undo your belt? You know, and that all sort of stuff. So I got that. And then before you get on the plane now, there's another little security check to make sure, ooh, you're not bringing hand lotion on the plane, are you?
So, right.
Yeah, we got to keep the world safe from hand lotion
right.
these days. So, yeah.
Can't be too moisturized.
No. So, but then there was like the we trust you line where they just kind of poke your bag a little bit. But then I got put into the they're really going to search your bag line.
Okay.
All right. So then I get on the plane and then you go Seoul to Tokyo, transfer to Tokyo, and again there's another little security check, and then you get on the plane there and there's another little security check, and then I get to Detroit. And then, so I got my bags.
Yeah, and you were wanded at each of these places.
Yeah,
fully wanded.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I got my bags. And as I'm kind of heading to the, you know, the declaration exit place, you know, this woman comes up to me, you know, I don't know what they call themselves these days, the border security people.
TSA.
TSA. No, not the TSA. Is it the people actually do the customs, you know, the American customs.
Yeah. So it's just customs.
Homeland security people, right? Yeah. So the woman's like, you know, looks at my declaration card and she's like, you know, you carrying any cash on you? I had like about $7,000 Canadian traveler's check. So I'm like, I've got $7,000 Canadian traveler's check. So she's like, go stand that line over there. So I got to go stand in this other special line. So I'm in this line. But the line goes two ways. There's one line where it's kind of just like single white males.
Okay.
And there's another line where it's like old Asian women. And the one for the old Asian women is going to, like, agricultural customs.
Okay.
And they're just, like, pulling fruit out of every woman's bag.
Right, and that's not allowed, right?
Yeah, so, you know, I got...
Pears and cabbage, like, everywhere. Right.
Yeah, well, this was actually out of Tokyo, so it was a lot of... So it's just a real, you know, sort of... It's Northwest, so Northwest kind of uses Tokyo as a hub, so...
Yeah.
So you get people flying in from all over Asia into Tokyo, and then that jumps off into Detroit. So I guess they just figure, like... You know, any Asian grandmother is going to have a bag full of fruit, you know? Like, so, yeah, and then I get into this other customs line, and, you know, they want to see my digital camera. So they're actually looking at every picture on my digital camera.
They're checking it to, like, make sure it's, like, everything's appropriate. And,
yeah, well, like...
Because they probably have a lot of people, like, connecting, like, from
Thailand.
Trouble countries.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly.
Thailand, where, you know, you have issues where the government's got to crack down on...
Yeah, exactly.
So I mean, sorry to say, if a single white,
exactly,
middle aged
yeah,
kind of just fit that profile.
Yeah,
well,
I can't
yeah,
wait to go home.
Yeah, I set off all the bells. So yeah, so they, so what did they do? Yeah, so they looked at my digital camera, and then they looked in my, you know, my pictures folder, but. Yeah, no child porn. I'm here to talk to you today.
In the clear.
So yeah, I'm in the clear. So yeah, but that added a little bit of time to my little journey. So then my parents were there to pick me up, and then I'm like, oh god, now I got to go through Canadian customs. Like, what the hell? Kind of. No, because I'm coming back from Asia, and you know, and I've been away for a long time, and so like we hit Canadian customs. Flying to Detroit, it's about half hour from the Detroit airport to the Canadian border. So, but luckily my mother's husband, well, not my real father, my mother remarried,
right.
So my mother's husband, he can talk, you know, he's like a really nice guy. And so we get up to the customs, and there's a young guy, I mean, he didn't look any older than you, Andrew.
Yeah.
And he's trying to kill a bug in his little booth. He's like, oh, sorry, I'm just trying to kill a bug. And so he's like, where have you been? Well, we just picked, you know, my son up at the airport. All right, go.
Oh,
like nothing. Just like, you just waved this right on through. I'm like, yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
He's just a little bit more concerned about the bug in his boot.
Exactly, yeah. So they never, but in America, they never even looked at my, they didn't really look too hard at my luggage, like for all my Louis Vuitton fakes and that sort of stuff. So, yeah. Well, so I didn't have to do hard time for my sister.
Excellent. Not, yeah. You know, and you would, because she's your sister. But.
Yeah. So that's, because I remember last podcast, that's what you were a bit worried about, like, you know, what if you get stopped by customs? So I'm like, nah, I look so innocent, I'll never be stopped by customs.
You know what I kind of found funny was coming into Korea from Taiwan. Well, I guess coming into Korea from anywhere, they give you a little customs paper where you check off.
Okay.
You know, no, I'm not bringing this and all that, bringing that.
Okay.
Like, they just have the most random list of things on there.
All right.
And it's just like, who would actually answer yes to bringing in things that are like knowing that they're knowing?
Right.
Would you check on the pornography box?
No.
No. Yeah.
Big no. I
put an asterisk by mine. What do you consider pornography?
Exactly.
Like,
I think that's art.
Exactly.
Well, my friend the next week, my friend from Canada, she's been teaching in Japan. And so she, before she leaves Japan, PCS is out of Japan, she wanted to, you'll learn all these terms. Andrew, PCS.
I didn't realize we used that
PCS
term.
PCS is not, it doesn't mean like a Sprint wireless dealer or something.
No, it's one of those army terms you pick up on AFN.
It's a military, permanent change of station.
PCS.
Okay.
Yeah. Move.
Yeah.
So before she PCS out of Japan, she wanted to come to Korea. So comes to Korea, and then she's like, she found like dollar store, they've got dollar stores in Tokyo, but they're called 100 yen shops. And she found like Japanese DVD porn or something like that, you know, like a buck.
Nice.
So it's quality, you know.
Right,
so,
right.
So she had to bring that to me. So
that was sweet.
Yeah,
the I'm like, must have been great on those.
Oh, I don't know. I threw it away actually. after eight
from
or ten viewings, you know?
From what I've heard about most Asian porn is that not porn as we understand it, because their laws are so stringent.
Yeah.
It's like you might see nipple here and there. And
it's your standard, like...
I just know in Korea, like, it's illegal to pretty much have anything, and there was really interesting reading off that.
Yeah.
I mean, like, pornography.
Yeah. It's mostly pixelated out, so...
Yeah.
But but I'm like, ooh, what did you check on the customs thing? Did you check? Yes, I'm bringing in porn. It's like, no, I checked.
Loads of it, loads and loads.
Loads, yeah.
Right.
But and Andrew, did you find when you went through customs, did they ask you anything?
Actually, no. Like,
Korean customs.
You know, leaving the U.S., you don't go through customs. You go through security.
Yeah.
That's it. And I only have one security checkpoint.
Okay.
Well, I think we had two because I flew out of Dallas to L.A. And then I had like a 12-hour layover in L.A.
Oh, jeez.
So when I went through L.A., I went through security.
Okay.
You know, they did the shoes, all that stuff.
Right.
The whole nine yards. Take your laptop out of the case.
Right.
Run it alone, all that.
Oh, really? They had you run it?
Yeah. Well, sometimes they'll ask you to turn it on. Just
right,
that it's working laptop, but
right.
It's not like, you know,
plastic explosives, device. Yeah.
So when I went through there, no thing as far as customs. When I came into Korea, when I was going through customs, I went through security first coming out.
Right.
And then I came to customs, and the guy just took my paper, took my passport, looked at my visa, stamped it.
Right onto it. Yeah.
It was like nothing. And I said, I was like, what about that thing? He's like,
don't you want to frisk me or anything?
I'm like, that's it?
Yeah.
Seriously, that's.
Yeah.
That's all. I'm wondering who they are, like, kind of like pinpointing, and you know, who exactly, like, kind of singling out for what's their profile here?
Vietnamese,
in LA, you know,
Chinese, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, in L.A., you know, like, the profile typically is, like, young black or Latino male driving a car or something like that. The cop's probably going to pull them over.
All right,
you know?
Okay, right.
It's like,
racial
what's
profile,
the racial profile in Asia?
Yeah,
you're not old enough to fit probably the middle-aged white guy profile.
Not quite at the middle-aged white guy. Get a few more years. Once the hair's going back.
Okay,
Once the hair's about gone.
Yep, by 30 you'll be in.
By 30 I'll be getting yanked from the lines and put through the ringer.
We'll have a little welcome party for you.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I think it's like people from not Asia but not Japan.
Southeast Asia.
Yeah, Southeast Asia, they get a lot. They really get a lot.
I imagine the Filipinos.
Yeah, Filipinos. Like Malaysia. Stuff like that, yeah. Because maybe they're here to work illegally in, like, factories and stuff like that, versus we're here to work illegally in teaching and stuff.
Probably lots of ties.
Actually, speaking about working illegally, this is kind of an in-the-news thing.
Right.
Wait, let me play the in-the-news music.
In Korean news.
There we go.
Okay, nice.
All right, the in the news music. Don't you miss the sound of her voice?
I do.
That's my friend. she has got a little boy. The woman who does our little voiceover. So I brought her little honey, the honey bear thing.
Sweet.
That would be, Sweet Boy.
The Proven Sweet Boy.
Yes. Sweet Boy. Yeah. Sweet. I can attest to. Based on photographs, he is possibly the cutest kid alive.
He is very, he's
really
cute.
Yeah. Really cute kid.
Well, there it is.
But, sorry.
Can I get a witness?
So there were these teachers down in Busan, and they've been dubbed the Busan 9.
Wow. Like, what was it? Like the Hollywood 10.
Yeah, the Chicago 7.
Right.
What was the Chicago Democratic National Convention?
Yeah, that was there.
Was it the Chicago 7?
The Chicago 7 were the ones that protested there. The Hollywood 10 were...
There was a Hollywood 10?
Yeah, this was like in the late 40s, early 50s.
Oh, really?
Communists.
Ah,
okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So Chicago 7, was it Abby Hoffman?
Abby Hoffman.
Jerry Rubens?
Yeah. Tom Hayden.
You're right. We know
the only three I know by name. Yeah.
But there were, two of them became like stockbrokers or something, and one... was killed by the CIA.
Abby Tom Hoffman. Hayden married Jane Fonda and became congressperson.
Right. I think Jerry
Abby
Rubens
Hoffman
became a...
Just stuck with
the
counterculture culture.
Yeah, he stayed...
He died recently, like, I think within like...
A few years ago.
Like,
drug overdose.
Yeah, a couple of years
so
ago.
So they say.
Right.
But, But Abby Hoffman turned a buck.
He
came out eventually.
Well, he published that book, Please...
Steal his book.
Probably,
I'm sure he made a lot of money
I'm
off
sure
of
he
it.
He made a lot of money on that book.
There's nothing to be ashamed of, making money.
It
not
is
a bad thing.
Society.
Right.
But the Busan 9. Okay, so teachers, and they were doing some sort of comedy theater down in Busan, and it was kind of poking fun of, foreigners in Korea. So they hit all the markers, like Ajumas and... Boshintang and all those kind of things, but they also made fun of themselves, like stupid Westerner things we do, stuff like that. And, I eat at McDonald's. I had a kimchi burger, so now I've become enculturated. That kind of thing.
Right.
So, but some people didn't find it so funny. So they called the police, and there's no law against doing live theater, other than I think you're supposed to kind of somehow register live performances or something, which...
So they were actually on, like...
A stage somewhere.
On a stage.
Oh, on stage.
Yeah.
I thought you said, like,
yeah.
Radio. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, they're on stage, like a little community theater in Busan. And so they were arrested, but what they were really arrested for was violating their teaching visa,
working outside of
set. Exactly, yeah. So there's a little bit of a stink, like, well, is this like censorship? It's like, do people here have really thin skin that they can't be made fun of, and they're gonna, arrest you and put you in jail and stuff like that. And but as I gotta point out, I think it was the last Korean president, I mentioned this a number of podcasts ago, when he was voted into office, he gave comedians permission to make fun of him. So he actually had to give them permission to make fun of him. And so they did. And then he was like, oh.
Then
he withdrew the permission. Yeah. So he didn't quite like that.
Yeah.
So I think it was the latest guy, Ro. President Ro, or No, however you pronounce his name.
I mentioned that, I think, like, in one of the first podcasts, you were talking about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Yeah. So,
As comedians and artists and writers and whatnot, if you're going to do cutting-edge satirical stuff, there's a price that comes with that.
Yeah.
You might piss people off.
Yeah, because there's not really, there's not a kind of a big parody here, They don't really parody the culture.
No, they're...
Not to the evil extremes we parody our culture,
right.
That kind of thing. But I don't know. But one of the Korean papers, English papers, they did a they did an article about it, and but the people who were arrested, I don't know if they were quite arrested, but they're, you know, they called in for questioning just to determine if they were working off their, you know, off their visas or something. Yeah. So I don't know. So they were sort of asking the police, well, like, well, you know, can people volunteer at orphanages? Because that's sort of a big thing a lot of people do here. They like to volunteer at orphanages. Because there's a lot of Korean adoptees in North America. Sometimes maybe the way some people come to Korean culture is, you know, they know a Korean adoptee. So they're like, oh, you know, so, you know, when I come to Korea, you know, I'll do some time in an orphanage. And no, apparently you have to register. You can volunteer in an orphanage, but if you're going to volunteer in an orphanage, then you have to sort of register with somebody. So
even the free work is one definition only as far as Korean government is concerned.
There are still hoops to jump through.
Yeah, but then they said poetry clubs. We can poetry clubs are no problem. They can belong to poetry clubs.
Cool.
Yeah. So they're giving us the poetry clubs.
Then of course we will have to sit through a lot of bad poetry.
Yeah.
But deal with many pretentious
podcasts teachers. Might be a gray area. For the record, we make no money this podcast.
In fact, it costs us because we always buy coffee.
Yeah, I have no idea what the status of podcasting is, but I don't know. So, you know, foreigners are kind of a bit up in arms about this. Like, oh my God, you know, but. I remember when I was in Canada, and I used to work for my student radio station. You know, Windsor is right next to Detroit, and so we would always get a lot of Detroit volunteers working at our station. And then this notice went around a radio station saying, you know, if you're coming over from, you know, Michigan, don't tell Canadian Customs you're a volunteer at CJAM, because if you're a volunteer, you have to register.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's
not just a Korea thing.
No, it's kind of pretty much, I think, any immigration. They just like to keep very tight control over foreigners and just make sure they're not doing anything quite. Yeah.
Right.
So it happened in Canada. It happens here. So it is the new year, 2007. Year of the pig.
Is it?
Yeah. Year of the pig. They have an expression here called flower pig. Flower pig.
Is it in
Korea?
Things that grow out of the ground, flowers, or rolled in flour?
No. One time I was reading a student's essay, and he was talking about his sister, and he says something about his sister. You know, she's very pretty, but she's a little pudgy. We call her flower pig. And then I'm like, flower pig? It's a dweji.
Hopefully it's a term of affection.
Flower pig.
I'm just thinking of what the
flower pig. I don't know.
Even Minjae.
Okay. All right.
Maybe your students are a little.
All right. Well, I asked my boss. I'm like, flower pig. What the hell kind of things have to call your sister a flower pig? And she's like, oh yeah, that's kind of a Korean expression that, you know, sort of a girl who's kind of pretty but a little pudgy. They call her like a flower pig.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah. So if you see that a lot, like that expression flower pig, that's kind of where it comes from. So
I can start like using that as code. Like, friends.
Like, right. So is she a flower pig?
Yeah. Well, like flower is.
Yeah, except she's not no flower.
That's up there with the butterface.
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 What's that from?
Wait, you don't know Butterface?
Don't know Butterface.
Butterface. Slow it down. It's like flower. She's really hot.
Butterface.
Oh.
Okay. Butterface. So flower pig. That's a new one for my dictionary.
Well, there you are.
I'll add that.
Okay.
I don't know. So yeah, year of the pig.
Actually, I don't guess it's probably the year of the pig until the Chinese New Year.
That's true too.
Right. But so we're coming up on it.
Okay. That's in February.
February.
Right?
Yeah. But we're kind of getting screwed out of some holiday there, because it's a 3-day holiday, but I think 2 of the days fall on Saturday, Sunday.
Right.
So we're only really going to get Friday off, unless you work Saturday. Then
I'm going to have the whole week off because I'm taking my second week of vacation that week in February.
All right.
Just because.
So, will you go someplace warm?
Probably not.
Okay.
Sort of a break, chill out. recharge.
Chillax.
Right. And then I'll have about four and a half months after that before I start looking for work in Greece.
Anyway. So new things. What is new for the new year? John, have you noticed anything new? Could be anything.
Well, it's just for January of this new year, but I get to, we're doing 2-week English camps at the village.
Okay.
And it's fun. I get to actually teach a major. I get to have the same group of children every day.
Okay.
For 2 weeks at a time. It's really kind of neat. I get to know them. I get to, you know, I don't have to sneakily catch a glimpse of their name tag to actually be able to call them by their names. It's nice.
All right.
I'm teaching them theater.
What's that?
I'm teaching theater to them.
Okay.
We got the script. We got it cast on Friday. You take a fairy tale and twist it. So we're doing Snow Pink and the Seven Rock Stars.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. All right.
So that's my new stuff for...
But you're not doing hair.
That's probably going to be next session.
Okay.
Nude cast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that O Calcutta? Was that the other one?
I think that was
O Calcutta. Yeah. And Rent, which one time I saw in a brochure here.
Yeah, but, Rent's
yeah.
Here now.
Yeah, it's Rent.
Subway
station. Yeah. But they spelled it Lent, L-E-N-T.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah,
it's a different thing altogether.
Yeah. The R, the L is a bit indistinct. So, yeah. Lent, yeah. And.
I will give up coming to
Lent. What I know is new, and this material affects me, materially affects me. Starbucks used to, you could read the International Herald Tribune for free, but they've pulled it now. There's no more free, no more free IHT, International Herald Tribune at Starbucks, which means I have to go and buy... Actually, have to buy my newspaper.
Oh my god!
That's for the little people buying newspapers,
right.
Not us upscale coffee drinkers. So
can
yeah.
Just go to hotels, walk down the hall, and just find one on the floor.
Ah, very good, very good.
Yeah, well, you know, if you can't get it free, steal it. Yeah.
I tip my hat to you, sir. That is the kind of progressive thinking that I think I have lost in my advanced age.
It's all about the innovation, you know.
Right.
Finding a way.
You need to work at Apple.
You know, my big thing when it was Christmas time. If you work downtown in a major city, Christmas time, all the office buildings always have a little Christmas party mixer for their building. People who work in the building. So what you do is, you know, before Christmas, you go to all the buildings and find out when their lunchtime mixers are.
Oh, nice.
You can eat like everyone's basically anonymous to each other.
Exactly. Yeah, eat like a king for a week.
Nice.
We're talking raw salmon,
you
smoked
couldn't
salmon.
Have told me this before you left. Could you? You couldn't have told
no,
me
this. No, this is like Toronto.
Oh, Toronto.
Yeah, no.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
But like crashing wedding.
Right. A little bit, yeah. So, so no more free newspaper at Starbucks. So,
I know something else that's new here in Seoul since we last met.
What?
Snow.
Ah, yes.
It's odd to me. I lived in Maine the last several years.
Okay.
But that's country snow. I'm not at all used to city snow. It's very odd.
I got used to that actually when I lived in New York as soon as I graduated high school.
Okay.
I moved
up
there. And my first winter there, they had a blizzard coming through with like 17 below wind chill, like all that kind of stuff. But it's just, I like the whole urban setting with a nice fresh layer of snow.
It's fun.
It's after
Christmas.
Like the next day.
Right.
That's when it starts sucking because the snow turns into that black slush.
Yeah.
And around here, it's probably going to start doing that too. But actually, like out by Yonsei right now, it's really nice. In Sinchon, because they have a beautiful layer of like powdery snow all over everything. And apparently, it happened like just the other day when I was coming in. My friend thought my flight was going to be delayed because it was snowing pretty heavily that morning.
Oh, yes, I remember that. Right, yeah. And that was Saturday, yeah.
We were wondering about that. I was talking to the guy next to me. He's actually an English teacher, guy that was next to me on the plane. And, he was coming in from Thailand because he went down there for a vacation, hanging out on the beaches. And I was like, "Yeah, my friend told me it snowed." He's like, "Why do you have to go and tell me that?" He's like, "I just came from beaches and drinking pina coladas."
Yeah.
Well, and now I gotta go back to this.
Sucker. Welcome back.
But yeah. So it's very nice. Like, it's really pretty out there.
But
Of course, I'm still in awe of everything. Like, walking around, like, oh, this is cool. That's really neat, too.
Right, yes.
You know, I'm a total noob, so.
Yeah.
I'll wear off.
No, I don't know. I've been here 3 years, and there's still things that I'm just like...
I love... There are areas of downtown Seoul that I just absolutely love to walk around, especially at night. Dongdaemun.
Right.
I feel like I'm on the set of the Jetsons. These tall buildings with these cool little...
Right,
oh, it's so cool. It's the neatest thing.
And like little steeples. With like
right. Little, like, absolutely.
Little like rings around
yeah.
it.
Go to Dongdaemun at night, and you'll see what I mean.
Yeah. You know it's Christmas here.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm really excited for the Asian New Year, because it's probably going to be even
stepped
up.
Oh, sure.
Let me think now. Yeah, Seoul tends to get really deserted over the, what do they call it, Seoul now.
What's the
Korean
New Year?
Seoul now or Seoul now?
Asian New Year.
Seoul Lao. Can everyone say Seoul Lao or Seoul Now? I don't know. It's kind of hard. But Seoul becomes a bit deserted.
Okay.
Yeah, during the New Year. Being on
makes
a weekend,
sense.
Too. Yeah. But it's nice for us because it's like, you know, get a seat on the subway. And,
nice.
You know, Starbucks are quiet.
Good.
It's great. It's really laid back. Unless it's like minus 20 Celsius, which is pretty close to minus 20 Fahrenheit or something.
Right. Yeah, it's ugly.
It's cold.
It's minus 20. It's ugly.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like you have the whole city to yourself. But
it's cold.
The cool irony is, you know, it's like the Twilight Zone. Ready
with the guy with the glasses. Right.
With the glasses,
right.
You know?
Or the Omega
books,
Man.
I have my books, and then suddenly, like, he breaks his glasses, and like, poor man.
Yeah,
it's kind of like that.
Kind of.
Other new things is the money's changing.
What's it gonna change into?
Well, we're gonna get new 10,000 won notes, won notes, and then we're gonna get new 1,000 won notes, chun won notes, and then the chip won coin, the 10 won coin. They're gonna make it smaller. I think it's gonna be more like penny size, like our pennies kind of thing.
I mean, it's just like for picks, or is it for like to counter?
Well, yeah. Well, the bills are apparently quite easy to counterfeit. So it's definitely they're changing the bills to make them harder to counterfeit.
I've always found that something like that's funny about that though is like because the U.S. recently changed currency too.
Right.
We had the new dollar bills,
sure.
the new 20s and all that stuff. I understand the concept as far as making it harder to copy, but you're still accepting the old bills, so you can still copy
the old
bills. Because they're still in circulation.
Yeah. But after a time, if someone's giving you a crisp, new,
old style
old $100 bill.
You can look at that one pretty
yeah.
closely. Yeah.
It's long-term thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the 1,000 and the 10,000 are going to be changed. They changed the 5,000 last year.
Okay.
And what they're doing, too, is they're kind of like... The money is going to be different sizes. So the 5,000 won is one size. The 10,000 won will be a bit bigger. And I think the 1,000 won will be a bit smaller. I think they're kind of
making
doing that.
Proportionate to value.
For blind people, too. Just so blind
good.
People.
Right.
Yeah. And the ship won coin, just because I think it's got, you know, some expensive metal in it, like brass or copper.
Which has got to be worth far
more.
Yeah. Yeah. They call it melt value. Melt value has exceeded its face value, so they're going to make it smaller. But I think this is going to throw the automatic machines, you know, take your money to total disarray, because it's been a year since they've introduced the 5,000 won note, and there's still a lot of machines that don't take the 5,000.
Nice.
So I don't know. At the top of the show, I forgot to mention our website. It's been a while, I guess, maybe since people visit our website, www.gokorea.info, I-N-F-O, and you can email your questions, gokorea@gmail.com. But I added a lot of stuff to our gokorea.info site. There's a new link called Resources, and if you go to Resources, there are several new things. There's I might have talked about this last podcast. I put a document there for like names, English names you can give your children. So
oh,
a list
right.
of little handout you can give your kids. Yeah, I think I talked about that last podcast. And a little Magic the Gathering card game you can play with your kids to build grammatically.
The
Magic the Addiction. I'm glad you know.
Yeah. Oh, it was big when I was in high school.
Yeah. You know, the guy I used to work with, he did three of the cards in the Alpha deck.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I actually collected a little bit when I was maybe a sophomore. I was about 15 years old. I got it.
Andrew, you're supposed to be more impressed by that. I've been waiting for years to lay that on somebody. I knew a guy who did three cards in the Alpha deck.
Holy crap.
Oh, thank you.
Have
another cracker.
That's amazing. Oh, nice. It's like, good response. Here's your threes.
Yeah.
That's how you have to deal with the children. Yes, very good. Have a cracker. All this week I've been bribing my children with gingerbread cookies. I made a bunch of gingerbread cookies for my students, and then I got a little bear stamp, and I stamped them all out, and then baked them all in my toaster oven, and so then I brought
them. So you get them with the cutesy and the delicious.
Yeah, so I brought them in a big box of these gingerbread cookies, and gave them to my kids, but there's no molasses available in Korea, so you kind of got to fake it with like brown sugar and corn syrup. But like the kids have no
right.
sense of cookies.
Yeah, there's no point of reference there.
Exactly.
Gingerbread.
Exactly.
What
so it was the best cookies they ever had. They would tell them, "Oh, teacher, these are so good, teacher." Yeah.
Right answer, children. Exactly. Right answer.
Yeah. If you only knew.
It's like, this is so good, teacher. May I have an egg?
I don't give my kids marks. But yeah, they're happy to get anything.
Teacher is amazing. Look, may I have a star?
But yeah. But then, I was productive over my month off here on Soul Survivors, the podcast.
And do tell.
So I taught myself web programming language called PHP. Do you know PHP, Andrew? Are you a techie at all?
I'm tech savvy as far as being able to keep Windows functioning correctly.
All right, good.
As far as programming goes, okay. I did learn one programming language in high school, and that was Pascal.
Oh, really?
And I think that's just a little bit out of date by now.
A little bit, yeah, Pascal.
Like, we could program games that were similar to, like, Alleyway.
Right,
you know,
right.
Where you have, like, a little ball in the bar that goes back and forth to, like, bounce it against the bricks and knock it out.
A lot of programmers in, like, Pascal, they call it a bondage and discipline language. Because it kind of just forced you to program in one specific way, and wasn't the way all programmers like to program Pascal.
Maybe you were being forced to learn it because it's kind of like the first programming language that everyone...
Yeah, before C.
It's like the most basic programming language that anyone can really use, I think.
Pascal, yeah. Before C, it was kind of the big thing, but then C came on board, and not too many people program in Pascal.
And now you have like C++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++++
I think is what it's called.
C to the 10 exponent.
Yeah. Well, there is C, and then in C, when you add two pluses, that's the same as saying C equals C plus 1. So you're just adding 1 to C. So it's kind of, it's a little programming joke in the name. So C++ means like the next C, 2. Well,
programmers sure do know how to make jokes.
They are a laugh riot, let me tell you. So,
yeah, you've never lived.
Well, it's even, it's even worse because PHP stands for PHP Hypertext Processor. Okay. So the acronym is contained within the acronym.
Oh my god!
I know it's a little too cutesy,
that
but
blows my mind.
Right, I can't stand it.
The PHP.
Totally like the NPR moments, like wow, that really is amazing.
PHP is just a way of like creating web pages, but with a program, not just writing the straight HTML. You write a program that generates the HTML. The advantage is that it can respond to user input and conditions and stuff like that. So you know, if he clicks on this button, then web page can generate this kind of thing.
Cool.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of like just randomization that you can.
Well, thank you. Yes, actually, so that's what I used it for. Is because one of the big problems is if you're doing multiple choice tests, you know, or lists of, you know, circle the correct answers, it becomes a real pain in the ass trying to by hand randomize that.
Yeah.
So I did some web pages where you could just sort of take your your list, paste it into the web page, press a button, and then it will kind of shuffle it. So then you can sort of paste it back into your Word document. So there's kind of a one-off, but then there's also like a batch mode. So you can kind of just pick, you know, if you've got like 12 lists you want randomized, you just paste all 12 in, click the button, then it will randomize it all for you. Just paste them all back into your Word document. So yeah, just speed up the process of doing your multiple choice tests and stuff like that. I haven't yet, but I will when this podcast is released. So there's also a Word macro I created. So Word. So if you don't want to use the web page, there's a Word macro you can put into your Word macros, and then you can highlight your list and then run the macro, and then it will automatically.
Oh, okay.
I want it.
Yeah. But the problem with the Word macro is it's not user friendly in that you got to go to this thing, and you got to click on this, and then you got to bring up this really scary-looking Word macro editor. And you got to paste this in, and you got to save it, and you got to go here, and you got to set up a hotkey. And then a lot of people have Macs. I don't touch Mac, so and I don't think it works on Mac or something. Or I don't know. So I don't want to have to deal with the Mac people.
I don't think much really works on Macs.
Yeah.
It works beautifully, but
really? I go to like the Apple store, and I look at one and I just get freaking confused. I'm going through and I'm like, all right, that's the web browser. How do you close this? How do you open that? You know, I just grew up with PCs.
Yeah, I understand that. I completely understand that there's a lot that Mac has over Windows and PCs, and graphics and blah 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 blah. But there's nothing for them. I mean, where do you go buy Mac programs?
The Apple Store,
right?
Or Apple.com.
Yeah, screw that. Yeah, pass.
Yeah. So So check out our resource page.
Good.
Some more little things for you there, and. A little random Korea photo thing. Not a little thing, we do random photos of Korea. Yeah. Just hit reload, another photo pops up. I re-implemented that.
Nice.
In PHP. It was in JavaScript before, but the thing with the JavaScript is you could just look at the page source and then see the JavaScript and go, oh, okay, those are all the photos that are going to come up randomly, and then just look at them. Just paste them in yourself. But now it won't do it. You won't even see what photos are in the directory. So
nice.
Yeah. Let me play some more music. I've got English T-shirt finds.
Right.
Okay.
Playing more music.
All right. So some English T-shirt finds music.
I hate myself and I want to die. English T-shirt finds.
English T-shirt finds. I haven't been. I haven't been slacking off in that month. I think a lot of our listeners were quite upset that we just took a whole month off. No, actually, we didn't get any hate mail.
Okay, good.
We got a couple really nice emails. One from some guy who's going to be coming to Korea soon. He's into salsa dancing. Got to be careful how you say salsa, because it means diarrhea in Korean.
Oh, okay.
Salsa, yeah. So
diarrhea dancing. Nice.
Yeah.
I've done that.
I don't know. So if you're into the salsa, any of our other listeners, and you're in Korea, want to hook up with somebody who's into salsa dancing, not diarrhea dancing, then email me. And another guy, a German guy who's coming up, he's not even a teacher. It sounds like he has a real job. He's coming here to set up an office, research office.
Wow.
So I was quite pleased to hear from somebody who's just
listening because we're fascinating.
Exactly.
Right.
Just wants to know more about salsa. We provide that information. It's just not the little, this is how you torture your kids mercilessly.
Right, there's more to it than that.
Exactly.
Like, maybe you Google, information on traveling to Korea, and then, the podcast comes up on Google.
I think so.
And you get random listeners from all over the place.
Yeah. I've not found anybody finding our site in strange ways. Because on my little website, you can see how people are arriving at the site. What search terms maybe they're using in Google. So it's not like, anything untoward or something like that.
Good.
I used to have one page where people were always getting to it by searching on "I want to F Britney Spears." Because just in one place, I had this thing where someone wrote that in a washroom, like that was their, that was the graffiti. "I want to F Britney Spears," and I'm just like, yeah, I do too. Okay, yeah, but fine. But isn't that the given? Like, you know, right. Young blonde woman, you know. Okay.
It's typically the standard.
Yeah, exactly. That's
but usually, like starting around the age of 12 and up. That's yeah.
But then I thought, well, I also want to do the woman who served me at Starbucks, but I think my sights are a bit too high on her. Like, why is this guy going for Britney Spears, you know? Like,
self-awareness isn't something that everyone has.
Exactly. I don't think I have a shot with either of them. And but this guy was, yeah. So then I had to put a little sort of at the bottom, like, note, if you're coming to this website looking for information on how to do Britney Spears, you won't find it here.
Right.
So I just had to provide some general advice. Like, you know, wash, read some good books, you know.
Right. Disclaimer. Britney Spears does not read this page.
I don't think so either, yeah.
Or will she be coming to you anytime soon?
Right. I don't
know. Yeah. I would like to say I wouldn't care if Britney Spears was reading me, but I think if Britney Spears was really reading my website, no matter how much I don't like Britney Spears, I'd be impressed. What was I talking about?
English t-shirt finds.
Oh, right. Sorry. Thank you. English t-shirt finds. Yeah. So, yeah. So I haven't been lazy. You know, we were talking about the couple sets. Couple sets.
Right.
Yeah. And so it was like my favorite. And I would almost wear this. It's like, you know, they wear a t-shirt like, "This is my boyfriend," and it's an arrow on the girl pointing to the guy.
Right.
And then, "This is my girlfriend," arrow pointing to the guy.
Right.
So, but I'm in Coex Mall, Korea's only mall. I think there's another one maybe, but Coex. And I just saw the guy, and I didn't have time to see what his girlfriend was wearing. But he has an arrow pointing to his girlfriend, and then it says, "She loves the cock."
Oh,
and
my.
I don't know. I'm like,
oh my.
Is there a socially acceptable way to U-turn, chase him down, and then jump in front of him and really take a good look at his girlfriend to see what her t-shirt is saying? But,
oh my.
Yeah. Maybe we could have a contest. You know, Email us if you have any reasonable suggestions what her t-shirt might have said.
I have seen that t-shirt on a website called T-Shirt Hell.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not endorsing this website because if you go to it, you will see things that will no doubt offend you.
Right.
But I did see that t-shirt on that website.
To maintain our non-explicit iTunes rating, I should point out, it was probably talking about the male chicken.
Right. Yeah. The gamecock.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
Stop saying that word! Shuttlecock. There are legitimate uses of the term. So maybe they were into badminton, I think.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? That was probably it. That was
right,
undoubtedly it.
Yeah.
But you did see that t-shirt for sale.
Right.
Okay.
All right. So
you were Googling on badminton t-shirts.
Right. Right.
Good to know.
Actually, I've done that before. After hearing the podcast a few times, every once in a while, if I get bored, it's like, type in Ingrid, and you just find all kinds of fun stuff.
I'll have to do that.
English.
And then I saw Coex. There's a clothing company, like a clothing store. I forget the name. I'll have a picture of it. I took a picture. My friend Allison actually noticed this. I think I walked by it, you know, a billion times, and I never even noticed it. But then she noticed it. And it was the name of a clothing company, and then it was clothing made in Apkujong, which is a really nice area of Seoul, made by Jesus.
Oh my.
Yeah, so apparently
his schedule isn't as busy as it once was, because he has time to make clothes and...
Maybe Jesus, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe could be. Jesus.
Could be.
I don't know. It's like,
or it could be like maybe that brand of thinking that comes from some churches where it's like, well, everything's made by God.
But one of my students, it's not really an English t-shirt, like, scary. But I kind of had to stop, and you know, if I could have hugged one of my students, I wanted to hug her. Where she had this t-shirt where it was like these two little cats kind of hanging from a clothesline, but like art, not like kind of like a photo, and kind of but cute cats. And then under it said, "Land of the Giants." Do you remember that TV show?
I loved that show.
Yeah, Land of the Giants.
Right.
And I'm just like, I call her. Her name is Perfect Jenny. I call her Perfect Jenny because we have these talent cards, and then little pieces of paper with like these little talent cards. And then when they do something good, yeah, I cut out one of the cards and I give it to the student. But you see how I live my life, John. Like, you know, when I cut out something, it's not straight.
Okay.
You know, I just, here, take the card, right? So she got this really disturbed look on her face and wanted the scissors.
She needed to make that straight.
So she just cut it out perfectly, like just made sure it was perfect.
Okay.
And then, so ever since then, I've called her Perfect Jenny. So whenever I have to cut out a talent card in the class, I give her the scissors and I give her the talent cards.
Good.
And I have her cut out the talent cards. So they're perfect. Yeah, perfect.
Speaking of perfect, I did have a student last in December named God. His English name was God.
G-O-D.
G-O-D.
Okay.
It was quite a lot of fun, actually. I was teaching fire station at the time. And so, all right, God, I thought I told you to point the fire hose. All right, thank you, God. God, could you come over here, please? It was just a lot of fun.
For God's sakes, put out the damn fire.
And he did end up being the outstanding student of his team, which...
would be expected.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
That's kind of like someone... Actually, our mutual friend Rose sent me a link one day.
Okay.
I was at work and bored. We were chatting online, and she sent me a link to this picture.
Okay.
It was a baby photo.
Okay.
And the family named the baby Fearless Christian Soldier. That's the baby's actual name.
Wow.
I'm like, and like with your student, I'm just thinking, like, how do you live up to that name? How does God live up to his name? I mean, he apparently did well at your school, but... it's the stress of the academic system.
Right.
I mean, come down on
he's 10 years old now. What's going to happen?
Give him 3 years.
Right.
Oh,
my God. Well, maybe not.
Four? Yeah.
Well, I did manage to go to Home Ever, finally.
Home Ever.
Yeah. You never actually got to go to Carrefour, John?
No.
All right. Yeah. And this is way before your time, Andrew.
What is this?
Well, there was a French grocery store called Carrefour. And it was really good grocery store for a lot of foreign goods. Cheese, of course. But my reason I like to go there is, one, because of the bread. The bread was cheap and tasted like the bread we eat. And then there was really inexpensive ground coffee, like a brick of coffee for like $4 versus $8 in another grocery store. But then they didn't fare so well, Carrefour, and then they got bought out by a local retailer, and they've been renamed Homever, which kind of then is like wherever, however, you know, one of those sort of conjunctions that don't sort of inspire a certain outcome. So, so Homever. So I went there and check it out, and you know, in my mind I have it called price sensitive. Things I know the price on.
Right.
And this is how they always tell people, you know, when Walmart comes to your city or your town, you know, that's all you got to compete with Walmart is on the price sensitive. You know, like, there's like 20 products your average person has in their mind. They know the exact price, and they know what is a good price, and what is the sale price,
right,
and that kind of thing. So, yeah. So, coffee, Pringles, potato chips, and bread. Those are kind of my... in Korea, those are mine. Yeah. Price sensitive. I know the price. So now the loaf of store baked bread at Carrefour was 90 cents.
Wow.
Yeah. If you go to like E-Mart or...
you can get a loaf of bread in the U.S. that cheap.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's
it's difficult to find bread that cheap in the U.S.
That's enough. That's remind me about that. But if you go to like Home Plus or E-Mart, sort of the competitors, it's like $2. It's like more than double the price.
Hmm.
So I went to Home Ever and I check out their bread, their store baked bread, and it's $3. So, yeah. And then
Home Ever, there's no place like Home Ever.
So definitely now it's kind of whatever. Exactly. But I went back to Windsor. Two things I noticed: one, they got a Korean grocery store in Windsor now. And which is remarkable. If you know Windsor.
Windsor pretty white?
Yeah. That's all I got to say about Windsor. Okay. Remember, it was like the Krispy Kreme went out of business.
Oh. Yeah.
So that'll tell you a lot about Windsor.
If a city that cannot support a Krispy Kreme is not a city I want anything to do with.
And, so they got a Korean grocery store. But I went there, and the same products you see on the shelves at Lotte Mart, E-Mart, you go to the Korean grocery store in Windsor, they're there. And not only are they there, but they are either the same price or cheaper.
Wow.
So now we're talking import. They've been imported from Korea.
So what that tells us...
Yeah, that there's got to be some price fixing going on here.
Is that the markup here is really
nice.
It has to do with like the whole like closed market system they have going on with kind of protective for the farmers, I guess, or whatever.
Yeah, I definitely think there's like got to be some collusion going on in the... Because that was sort of like Carrefour, one of their complaints. It's kind of, they're like, we were run out of town. Kind of in that they're like, we didn't play their reindeer games kind of thing. So we're going to sell bread for 90 cents. That's what we sell bread for. And we're not going to sell for $2. We're not going to sell for $3. And so, yeah.
And it cost them.
Yeah. But you know, it turned out that Carrefour, like, they left with, like, double their money because in the 5 years they've been here, their property values have gone up. So they're just able to flip their property.
Nice.
Yeah. That make a yeah, so you know
that's one way to.
If you're feeling sorry about the French, don't feel sorry for them. They did okay. They made a profit in the end. But I actually bought my MP3 player in Canada because my Korean MP3 player, my iRiver MP3 player, because it was cheaper. So, we talked a bit about that last couple podcasts with the big markup on electronics, and yeah. I don't know. But then a lot of things I thought were overpriced in Korea, I actually found that the prices are kind of similar now in Canada. It's just that
it's been a while since you've been to Canada.
Yeah, it's been 7 years since really been, you know, thrilled.
Right, well, Seattle,
you know,
yeah,
3 years in Seattle now, you know, 3 years in, 6 years, I guess, 3 years in Korea. So prices have gone up in 6 years. Who would have thunk it, you know? But, yeah. So, you know, one of my big stickling points was baby powder. The price of baby powder is like $6 here. Because I always remember baby powder being a couple bucks for baby powder. And as you were saying, tell them.
What size
are they? You know, like you're, you know.
The standard, like, kind of.
Yeah, your hog sweating white guy bulk size, you know, like not the little size, but like just the normal big size. I don't know, 1 liter or something. Yeah, it's like $6 in Canada. Yeah, like the real brand. What's the brand?
Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, right, Johnson & Johnson. But you can still buy like the, you know, the white label brand for like $2. But yeah, the Johnson & Johnson was $6 in Canada. Yeah. And then Taco Bell, I remember Taco Bell being very cheap, like 79 cents for a burrito.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was one of the first places I went to, Taco Bell. And then I ordered like 3 bean burritos, 350 calories per bean burrito.
Right.
Yeah, I did gain a wee bit of weight in Canada.
That's all right.
And and then it's like, you know, that'll be $8.
Yeah, you've been gone a while, haven't
exactly.
you?
Exactly. Then I look at the board, $1.50 now.
Yeah.
So yeah, those that went up in price. All right, so that's kind of our semi-structured. I guess it's called unstructured, but
right.
But we played the theme music for a couple little features.
Yeah. Sure.
So our semi-structured welcome back. Well, no one's really welcome. Andrew, welcome us back. Have a crack.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Andrew. Yeah. So our first new podcast of the year. And so again, email us at gokorea@gmail.com or visit our website, www.gokorea.info. And John, any parting remarks?
See you soon.
See you in L.
See you soon.
See you soon.
Welcome to 2007.
John or Andrew? First day in the
first
big
day,
smoke.
First full day in the big city.
Smells like jet fuel.
What time did you wake up?
Well, we went to bed last night around like 5 or 6 a.m.
Oh, okay.
Because it was, Nordibong beer, so we back to the apartment for more beer. And then
Right.
And so we got up around noon because actually my friend who came and got me, he had a wedding to go to today, a wedding hall in some random place. It was like his friend's cousin's coworker or something. Okay. You know, the most random connection.
Okay.
And so we had to get up and get out by about noon.
All right.
And it actually surprisingly felt like it was about noon. Okay. I think a good night of drinking will kill the jet lag for you.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm a suck. Took me like about a good 2 weeks before I really got back in my sleeping pattern. Yeah. All right. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Happy New Year.